Monitoring and measurement. Over the last several years, many organizations have started taking the results of their sustainability reports and presenting them in the form of a sustainability scorecard. Using a scorecard format allows a quick view to compare year-over-year results on key performance metrics. These scorecards enable organizations to target and track the best opportunities for improvements in energy, water, pollution, and waste reduction targets across their supply chain. They also demonstrate continuous progress toward implementing sustainability plans. These initiatives have become so widespread that there are many third-party inspection companies and consultants now that will go on site at manufacturing locations, ports, and terminals to monitor and measure metrics. They typically offer a variety of services, including assessments of social and environmental responsibility adherence, as well as supply chain security and quality audits. While formats vary across organizations, some examples exist in open format for review and use. In 2010, P&G launched its sustainability scorecard and rating process to measure the environmental performance of its key suppliers. They followed that up with its annual supplier citizenship scorecard, which incorporates focus areas on ethics and corporate responsibility, community impact, diversity and inclusion, gender equality, and environmental sustainability. The 2022 version indicates they are doing quite well per their 2030 goals. 99% renewable electricity globally, 2030 goal is 100%, and reduction of scope 1 and 2 GHG emissions by 57%, 2030 goal is 50% of 2009/10 levels. Their scorecard is available for any organization to use to help in determining common supply chain evaluation processes across all industries. It focuses on year-on-year improvement, regardless of the current stage of a supplier's sustainability program. Other companies use ISO standards or the GRI standards to track and monitor their progress. Some firms publish sustainability reports that are available to the public and that describe and quantify the results of their efforts. For more information, check the additional resources. Key performance indicators. Let's look at some common key performance indicators for sustainability initiatives for warehouses, transportation, and the overall firm. Typically, warehouses use several key measures to rate their sustainability efforts. Carbon dioxide emission equivalents in tons per unit, likely to be very low in a warehouse as opposed to a factory. Volatile organic compounds in kilograms or pounds per unit. Waste to landfill materials in kilograms or pounds per unit. The following are often used to measure the performance of road transportation. Percentage of fleet using less polluting fuel types, alternative fuels. Percentage of truck fleet in Euro 1 to 6 emission regulations bands. Miles per gallon or liters per kilometer of fuel used. Percentage of empty vehicle miles or kilometers run by vehicles. Utilization of vehicle load space as a percentage. Average life of tires expressed in miles or kilometers. Percentage of tires retreaded or remolded. Amount of waste lubrication oils generated by the operation. Targets for reducing noise levels. Targets for reducing waste packaging. These are strategic environmental score DS metrics that organizations use. Materials. Materials used in total weight or volume with renewable versus non-renewable subsets. Energy. Energy consumed in joules or multiples with renewable versus non-renewable subsets. Water. Water consumed in megaliters with withdrawal and discharge subsets. GHG, greenhouse gas, GHG emissions in metric tons CO2 equivalents with subsets for direct energy indirect and indirect other. Waste. Waste generated in metric tons with subsets for diverted from and diverted to disposal. Auditing. As companies, international organizations, and governments around the globe work toward reducing their greenhouse gas emissions, many are participating in carbon audits that measure their current emissions and compare them to the desired reduction targets.